Broccoli may help prevent cancer. Here's how to get it into your diet. Broccoli, that green stalk often pushed to the side of dinner plates, is becoming the talk about produce when it comes to cancer-fighting foods. Studies show this cruciferous vegetable is packed with compounds that target malignant cells and bolster the body's natural defenses. How broccoli helps fight cancer. A 2024 meta-analysis showed that people who eat broccoli regularly, ranging from once a week to daily, had a lower risk of certain cancers compared to infrequent or no broccoli intake. Regular broccoli consumption was associated with a reduced risk of site-specific cancers such as breast, reproductive, bladder, colorectal, lung, and gastric cancers. Broccoli is a nutritional powerhouse. Amy Braganini, a registered dietitian nutritionist and board-certified specialist in oncology nutrition, told the Epoch Times. It is rich in essential nutrients such as vitamin C and K, calcium, and iron, and is also rich in fiber, which plays a vital role in promoting gut health, she noted. Broccoli is filled with antioxidants and phytochemicals that may significantly lower the risk of various diseases, including cancer, Braganini added. One of broccoli's most notable components is sulforaphane. Research has highlighted sulforaphane's potential as a protective agent against cancer through several mechanisms. Targeting cancer stem cells, boosting the body's detoxification pathways, neutralizing free radicals that can damage healthy cells. Several more ways in which sulforaphane may help prevent cancer, according to Braganini, are reducing inflammation, potentially blocking DNA mutations, possibly inhibiting the growth of cancerous cells. How to get more broccoli in your diet. If you're looking to make a healthy diet change, Braganini, also a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, suggests starting with a plan. Healthy eating begins with planning ahead and creating a grocery list, she said. Broccoli's versatility makes it easy to include in your meals. Personally, I'm not a fan of raw broccoli, but love it sauteed with olive oil, garlic, and onions, Braganini said. You might also enjoy baked broccoli. Just chop it up, toss it with olive oil and spices, and bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 15 minutes, she added. Another favorite of mine is broccoli pesto. Blanch the broccoli, then transfer it to an ice bath to stop the cooking process. Blend it with Parmesan cheese, garlic, lemon, and olive oil for a vibrant, tasty pesto. Mpho Chukwudu, an integrative and functional nutritionist, and Braganini recommend adding it to stir fries, pasta dishes, soups, or casseroles, serving it as a side dish. Lightly roasted or stir-fried with olive oil, lemon juice, and spices like garlic, mustard seeds, and chili. Add it raw to smoothies and salads. Include it in soups, curries, or stews. Pair raw or lightly roasted broccoli with dips such as hummus or yogurt-based sauces. While broccoli, like other cruciferous vegetables, has a naturally bitter taste, you can learn to appreciate it over time, Chukwudu said. For those new to broccoli, Chukwudu advises, start with small amounts and gradually increase your intake. Chukwudu added that you can balance broccoli's natural bitterness with olive oil, lemon juice, yogurt, nuts, cheese, or chili to make it more palatable. Cooking tips to maximize benefits. The overcooking of broccoli can lead to a strong sulfur smell, a loss of nutrients, and the inhibition of sulforaphane formation, Chukwudu said. To preserve broccoli's nutritional value and enhance its cancer-fighting properties, he recommends, avoid overcooking. Cook broccoli for just 2 to 5 minutes to preserve the myrosinase, which is crucial for sulforaphane formation. To boost sulforaphane levels, add mustard seeds during cooking or pair broccoli with raw foods high in myrosinase, such as radishes, arugula, and Brussels sprouts, he said. Beyond genetics, cancer has become the second leading cause of death globally, according to the American Cancer Society. While both genetic and lifestyle factors influence cancer development, experts say lifestyle choices often play a significant role. According to the National Cancer Institute, only about 10% of cancers are attributed to inherited genetic changes. Diet plays a major role in reducing cancer risk, Braganini noted. I recommend my patients maintain a healthy weight, increase their intake of fruits and vegetables, and shift towards a plant-based diet, she added. Reducing the consumption of foods and beverages with added sugars, as well as red and processed meats, is also important. Additionally, decreasing alcohol intake and staying physically active are key strategies in lowering cancer risk. Cruciferous vegetables, like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, and kale, all stand out in cancer prevention research due to their rich content of bioactive compounds such as glucosinolates and other sulfur-containing chemicals. Studies suggest incorporating these vegetables into your daily diet can lower cancer risk and help prevent cancer development.